For the next 30 minutes, you're about to hear so many things happening in the fine city of Delaware, Ohio. Time to jump around with joy. It's Delaware City Digest, your host today, Bob Hoganson.
Oh, let's just jam out to
House of Pain.
There we go. That's old school.
Yes, it is.
Well, good morning. That's a good way to get the Friday started. Happy Friday morning, City of Delaware. Thank you, Mark, for that great intro. I think we need to keep that intro.
Yeah.
Lee Yoakam, as we say, is on assignment. He would really love the rap music to start the morning. I mean, that is his go-to.
His thing, right? Yeah.
He gets his cup of coffee and cranks up some 90s hip-hop and R&B, and dude, he's off and running for the day. So anyways... good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. Again, Bob Hoganson here in the big boy chair. Yeah, we can just keep that music bed going the whole day. That's good.
That's
well, you know, you think that the show would be dynamite and dynamic with just me by myself, but I do have two special guests in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Tamika and Suzanne from Helpline.
Yay! Welcome.
Tamika Vinson-Reed is the Marketing and Development Director at Helpline, and her friend over here, Suzanne Pingree, is the Program Director for the Connections Volunteer Center. And they have, of course, all kinds of stuff going on in the fall with volunteer opportunities and fundraising. And, you know, we've had them on throughout the year because they do so many great things in the community, helping individuals in need. But they do have some specific stuff coming up. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
Tamika, talk about real quick. I think, you know, a lot of people are familiar with Helpline, but if they're not, tell us what you guys do just in a general sense here.
Yeah, so Helpline is known as the go-to for supporting and empowering change. And how we do that is we provide a holistic approach to prevention, intervention, and postvention services. So crisis and emergency support, prevention education around the issues of violence and suicide and sexual assault. Again, prevention. We do it both on a school level and a community-based level. We also provide, again, Connections Volunteer Center, which is a connective program which not only matches volunteers, but they really primarily focus in on older adults 55 plus and creating opportunities to reduce isolation and other components of the program. And Suzanne, I'll get into that a little bit more this morning. But truthfully, we are really the one-stop shop. We're the 24/7, 365 resource for everything. We're the front door to the community. So when you don't know where to start with us.
Again, Helpline in the building with us this morning. We really appreciate their time to come in here and talk about all the things coming up with their volunteer opportunities and fundraising opportunities. But before we get to more of that, Mark, hit the news music.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Get a little headline news.
The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
All right. Thanks, Mark and Tamika and Suzanne. Here is your Delaware Daily News for Friday, October 17th, 2025. Well, there is a lot going on this month, so let's get right into it. As you may know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the city is raising awareness for this health campaign. We want to give a special thank you to an employee in Public Works, Nancy Sager, for sharing her story. Nancy is a project engineer and breast cancer survivor. She credits a routine mammogram with catching her cancer at stage one and urges everyone to schedule their screenings. Across city departments, employees are wearing bracelets and lapel pins this month to promote early detection and support. Nancy's courage is helping remind us all early detection can really save lives. Halloween is also, of course, coming up as usual. Trick-or-treating in the city will be, Mark, on
October 31st.
Halloween, that's right.
Yeah.
City trick-or-treating will be on the 31st, which... good news is a Friday this year. It really should always be on a Friday, if you ask me, but I digress. Anyway, if you can't wait till then, how about hitting up the City of Delaware Parks and Recreation Trails and Treats event next Saturday, October 25th. That's right, from 5 p.m. to 6:30. You can come out to Mingo Park for an evening of candy, costumes, and fun. This free family event will feature live music, a petting zoo, a pumpkin patch, food trucks, and, of course, trick-or-treating around the trail. Kind of like a trunk or treat out there. Come on out and enjoy the fun at Mingo Park. You can find more information on our City of Delaware Parks and Recreation page. But wait, there's more Halloween news. How about this? Come say I boo at the old Delaware County Jail. The Delaware Municipal Court, Delaware County Probate Court, and the Historical Society are teaming up for Halloween-themed wedding ceremonies on Friday, October 31st.
Right.
Yes, that's Halloween. From 12:30 to 3:30, Judge Mark Fowler and Judge David Himanowski will officiate, and the venue will be decked out with pumpkins, skeletons, and all things eerie. Space is limited, so grab your marriage license and schedule your spot today. I may have sent an email to Judge Fowler saying that he should probably maybe potentially wear an Elvis costume if he's going to be the officiant down there. We'll see if that comes out. I just put a little suggestion in his ear. Also coming up, hosted by our awesome Parks Department, take a spooky stroll at historic Oak Grove Cemetery on October 26th from 6:30 to 8. This twilight walking tour lets visitors explore fascinating gravestones and hear stories behind the cemetery's history. This is all led by our friend Amy Wright over there at the cemetery. The stroll is just one of several Halloween-themed events happening around town, making it a perfect way to get in the spooky spirit. Again, check out our Parks and Recreation Facebook page to sign up. And of course, we couldn't wrap this up without mentioning jobs. Do you want to come work for a great organization that values you and gives you plenty of growth potential? How about just working with me? Oh, all right, us at the City of Delaware. Look, I've been here like 5 minutes and they've already given me a microphone, so you can really accomplish anything, Tamika.
Love it.
She's laughing. Her mic's just off right now. So if you check out jobs.delawareohio.net, you can find current openings that are available. Our city attorney position is open, community control officer, engineer intern for next summer, police officer, service coordinator with the fire department, sewer maintenance and repair technician. If anything these stand out to you, go ahead and check out jobs.delawareohio.net and apply online. And finally, yes, it's our friends from Helpline here in the studio with me today. Tamika Vincent Reed is the marketing and development director, and Suzanne Pingree is a program director. They are here to talk all about the great things going on and a big day coming up. Make a Difference Delaware County is the largest single day of volunteering in Delaware County. It's coming up on Saturday, November 8th. Let's start with Suzanne. Tell us what that day is all about and what it means for the area and for the county.
So this is, like you said, the largest day of volunteering in Delaware County, where we gather hundreds of volunteers of all ages, groups, corporate groups, families, sporting groups, whatever it is, and they come out and we help older adults in the community with outdoor chores, and then have a volunteer lunch afterwards. So just to celebrate all the good work that they did.
And this is called, what is this called again? This is called Make a Difference Delaware County.
Yep.
And where did this idea originate from? Are you sort of spearheading this and getting the volunteers? How did this idea come about?
Yeah, so this is our 19th annual Make a Difference Delaware County. And it started 19 years ago as Make a Difference Day, which was a national day of service. Make a Difference, we changed ours to Make a Difference Delaware County because we moved the date off of the actual Make a Difference Day, the national day. But we still, wanted to meet the need in our community and make it unique just to Delaware County. And so we've continued the tradition all these years later. And it's grown from that first year we had about 30 volunteers. And last year we had 498 volunteers.
That's incredible. I think one thing that I've noticed in my short few years here in the Delaware community is that the philanthropy, the giving, it's very strong here. There's a lot of people that give a lot, but there's also a lot of need. And as you're the program director of the Connections Volunteer Center, Suzanne, tell me exactly what the Connections Volunteer Center does beyond this big event coming up.
So we help connect people in the community that are interested in volunteering with opportunities and needs in Delaware County. So on our website, anyone can go to our website and click on the Get Connected link. And on that link, we have about 60 nonprofit organizations who are registered and post needs for their organization on that website. And volunteers can go on there, browse what the needs are, and sign up right through our website and get connected to an organization that has meaning and purpose and that they're excited to serve for.
Helpline is here in the studio with us today. Tamika and Suzanne are here telling us all great things going on, especially a couple events coming up. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and talk more with Helpline after the break. A nice, cool 45 degrees outside. How about that, man? Welcome to fall. Again, Bob Hoganson here. You're listening to the Delaware City Digest. Thanks for joining us this morning. Lee Yoakum is on assignment, as we like to say. That's his boat out
his
in
boat,
the
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's his boat. Okay. Anyways, Helpline is here helping fill in. Mark, thanks for having thanks for having the microphones turned on for the ladies too. That's really great. Appreciate that. Suzanne Pingree, the program director of the Connections Volunteer Center, and Tamika Vincent Reed, the marketing and development director at Helpline, are here. And we started talking, Suzanne, before the break about your big event. It's the 19th year of the Make Delaware. Where am I losing? What are we calling it?
Make a difference, Delaware County.
Make a difference, County. Delaware. Make Delaware County great again. That's what I was about to say. Make a difference. Make a difference, Delaware County. Again, that's on Saturday, November 8th, 9 to noon. You gather volunteers. How can people, if they're not signed up to volunteer right now to help out on that day, how can they get involved?
They can go to our website, connectionsvolunteercenter.org, and click on the Get Connected link, and on there they will find where to register for Make a Difference Delaware County.
And a question I wanted to ask, too, is who are the folks that you're helping out? I know it's a 55 and older community that certainly some people, you guys work with a lot of folks that need help, but how do you identify the people that do need this yard work and this like housework type stuff?
Yeah. So we work really closely with SourcePoint, and they are one of our major sponsors for this event as well. And they help us identify clients who are their clients, but who need assistance with their yard work. And the information goes out to all of their clients, and then the clients send requests back for what they want done and what they need done, yard work, garden cleanup, window washing, any of that outdoor stuff that they may need.
And practically speaking, if you volunteer, do you need to bring the supplies to help do this type of stuff, or do you guys kind of handle that, or how does that work?
We provide all of the leaf and lawn bags and that kind of thing. The volunteers will typically bring rakes or, gloves, different things like that. But we also have some rakes that we can loan to volunteers if you don't have a rake of your own.
What about my chainsaws? A couple chainsaws coming out there? We'll cut down some branches?
Yeah, we typically don't need chainsaws, but thanks for the offer.
Well, you know, I'm really tough with my Ryobi electric yard gear. It's all true. It's really good. The battery's mixed between all the utensils.
Yeah, nice.
Tamika, talk about in a wider sense. This is just one of like a million things you guys do, and I we could have a 2-hour show and probably still not get to all of it. But among other things going on, what else is going on?
Yeah.
So I'll leave it kind of open-ended. I know you have a lot.
Thank you. That's a big door. It's a wide door to walk through.
We can talk about fundraising. Yes. I know you have a big fundraising event coming up. Let's narrow it down to that. How about we start with that?
We do. Yeah. So in addition to Make a Difference Delaware County, which, again, Suzanne explained so wonderfully, and hope you all can join us, we also have our annual celebration and annual fundraiser. It's the 7th annual Helpline Guardians for Good event, and it's on Giving Tuesday, December 2nd, from noon to 1:30 at Ohio Wesleyan University, and you can get tickets at helplinedelmore.org. And this celebration is really an opportunity for us to engender community amongst our donors, amongst our volunteers, amongst people who support us. Your ticket really is not just a ticketed event per se, but it's your investment into our critical services, so we can continue to offer their services at no cost to those who need them most. And so Guardians for Good is really a way for us to, again, celebrate those community champions who are advancing our mission throughout our 8-county service territory. But again, it's also fueling. So I like to say this event it's not a celebration for the community, it's a celebration powered by the community.
And I like what you also said there, and this is a key point, is that your donation, your volunteering, it's an investment in your community, because pretty much everything you guys provide is free to people. Is that true?
Yeah, at no cost. Thank goodness we have a wonderful supporter in the Delaware Moral Mental Health Recovery Services Board, and we're levy funded. So again, we want to make sure that this celebration, again, not only highlights our community champions, but gives people an opportunity to keep us sustainable and viable. We need diversified funding, right? Not just levies, but we really need the community to get behind us and support us so we can provide these things at no cost.
And you mentioned also that some of your federal funding has also dried up as well, and you guys are trying to kind of find ways to make up for that as well.
Yeah, and I think funding for nonprofits, right, that's always a thing, right? We're always going to be looking at ways to diversify or expand it. But seriously, there's been, you know, some cuts at the federal and state levels that have really required us to be creative and strategic in how we pursue funds. Again, this is a great opportunity through the Guardians for Good event. But also when you think about our services like 988, right? 988 has gotten a lot of publicity here lately because we're now normalizing the conversations around suicide and mental health. In August, we saw our inbound calls were about 181 calls. The next month, in September, they went up 30%, so 235 calls roughly. This is just on our 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. So there's a huge need for the critical services we provide. And again, we want to give people an opportunity to invest because there are people out there who truly need us. And we're seeing that each and every day through our programs that we offer.
We've had different varieties of nonprofits come through the radio show, certainly. And it's such an honor for me to just be able to meet everybody and get to know kind of everybody's needs and what's going on in the community. But the overwhelming thing that I keep hearing and that kind of registers in my mind is that the county is growing and all the needs are growing. And I had asked you off mic earlier about, you had mentioned the 988 calls are up, and I asked, well, what do you attribute that to? And I know it's really hard without some sort of like deep dive in, you know, the metrics and stuff, but in a general sense, what do you attribute all the need, the rising need for you guys?
Yeah. So again, I think there's a host of variables. I think you touched on one of them. There's Delaware County, again, one of the fastest growing counties in the state of Ohio. We're seeing an influx of people at all different income levels, right? And just because there is a need, like mental health, right? That doesn't, you know, you can have mental health need and not
it's across all socioeconomic things.
Right. So it doesn't matter what you make or, you know, who you are. You know, again, mental health support is needed across, to your point, all socioeconomic levels. So I think it's the influx of people. I also think that there's just a lot going on in our society, right? Politically, people are processing things, right, in ways that they need support. So I think that's part of it. I also think that in general, we've normalized the conversations around the types of support that are available now. And so I think that's a thing. And people are starting to reach out and lean into the supportive mechanisms in the community. So I think there's a host of variables that.
Well, I think, and we've had these conversations on this radio show, is that I think that a lot of the stigma of mental health has the curtain or the blanket has been pulled back a little bit, and we are talking about it more. And maybe these issues have always been there.
Oh, sure.
And they just, people weren't using the services.
Sure. And, you know, a great example through the Guardians for Good event on December 2nd, we'll be focusing on men's mental health in particular, because I think a lot of times men are told or socialized not to be vulnerable, not to be help seeking. And when they do, are there the supportive, safe environments to support when they come forward? And so we're focusing on men's mental health to say it is okay, again, not to be okay, but it's also okay to come forward. And there's actually going to be supportive networks for you to come forward, right? We're going to destigmatize, right, the need for seeking help. So we're going to have some great folks join us. Dino Tripodis from mantherapyohio.org. We're going to have Jason Hughes from Ohio Suicide Prevention Foundation, Dr. Greg Alford. He is a trauma specialist from the Veterans Association. And hopefully, pending, we are hoping Coach Eddie George from Bowling Green State University will be joining us. So he's a pending one. So fingers crossed.
Well, you know, speaking of sports and football in particular, of course, when Eddie George played back in my old days of playing football, you know, there really was like rub some dirt on it and get back out there. You know, there was really this sort of like weakness if you were hurt, or certainly if you had, you know, you used to call it, you got your bell rung, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now, you know, it's changed.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot. And I think that's kind of reflects society now. Like, football players are talking about injuries, and there's a real level of protection now trying to keep people. I don't know how many I probably had a few concussions. Listen just to me speak. You probably think I had 10 of them when I was a kid. But I probably had a few concussions that were, I think every football player probably does at some point in their lives. And I just played like wimpy, like high school football. But
yeah. But I think you're seeing a trend too, as far as athletic, associations and programs. They're now embedding mental health specialists into their staffs. You're starting to see a lot more emphasis on, again, normalizing help seeking. And I think that's so important because men can hurt too.
Yeah.
Right. And I think you're told at an early age, right, like you said, hey, be tough.
Yeah.
Have this exterior where it's impenetrable and you should be able to just take it on the chin and keep moving. Mm-hmm. And we're learning that no, men need help and support. And I think as allies, as women, and partners, we see what happens when men's trauma goes untreated, right? Because it affects everyone, communities, workplaces, homes. We know what that looks like. And so we want to, again, normalize help-seeking behaviors for men.
Again, Tamika and Suzanne with Helpline are in here today. Awesome, awesome job. Appreciate you guys coming in. Suzanne, give me the last pitch about what you're looking for and what's coming up and where people can find information.
Make a difference, Delaware County, Saturday, November 8th. You can go on our website, connectionsvolunteercenter.org, to register. We are still in need of volunteers. We have about 420 registered now, but our goal is 500. So go on and register. Get your family, friends together, and come out for a morning of good. And it also helps your mental health.
Nothing like digging holes and planting bulbs at a 45-degree morning in the fall, let me tell you. All right, ladies, thank you so much for joining me. Mark, thanks for having us. Check back in next week on the Delaware City Digest.